If you got a copy of the Word of God in your hand, John chapter 13, John chapter number 13, and verse number 1. He said, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God and went to God, He riseth from supper and laid aside His garments, and took a towel and girded Himself. After He had poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with wherewith He was girded, then cometh He unto Simon Peter, and Peter said unto Him, Lord, dost Thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And Peter said unto Him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto Him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean all but one, but not all. For He knew who should betray Him. Therefore said He, Ye are not all clean. And so after He had washed their feet and taken His garments and was set down again, He said unto him, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know who I'm chosen, but that the Scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am He. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that receiveth whomsoever I sent receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. And I won't preach this morning if God will help us just a little bit. And He will, because He is our help. He's promised He'd always be with us. He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And I want to preach on this thought for just a moment on what we know. Amen. On what we know. As we look at this and you think about what you know. And now a lot of things we know facts. You know, if stuff's put down as facts, then we know them because we've been told that they're facts. And we've always been told that you can believe facts, right? Amen? And then we know, not only know facts, but we also know things from experience. Amen? Because we've experienced things. Amen? And things that we've experienced, things that we go through. And Paul said we could use those things, those experiences that we have, that when we've gone through them, that we can be encouragement to others when they're going through things. Amen? So what we know, praise God, allows us, and sometimes we get upset because we're going through different, maybe adversity, maybe temptations, maybe persecution a little bit. But God allows us to do that, and He gives us His grace, His mercy, and He gives us His strength that's from the throne of heaven to help us through those. And so that when we've accomplished that, when we've come through the other side, praise God, with Jesus, praise the Lord. And now, it may be that we got so weak and frail in it, the feeling of our infirmities, our weakness and our lack of strength, that when we get out on the other side, Brother Billy, we realize that Jesus is carrying us. Amen. Amen. How many times has Jesus had to carry you through an ordeal to bring you through an experience? And we come out on the other side of that experience with more strength, and we have a testimony that we can use so that somebody else is starting to go into the same thing or something similar. We can say, hey, look, it'll be all right. Just keep your faith in the Lord. Amen. Amen. He'll bring you through it, and He'll help you, and He'll bring you out on the other side. And He'll bring you out victorious. So we know that there's facts, and we know that there's experience. That's things that we know. As we look at this morning, and we see the Lord Jesus Christ as He's making these preparations, He's done went up, and He's done the feast of Passover, and that's behind Him. He's went down, and He's partook of the supper, the Lord's supper, praise God, and that's behind Him. He's done figured out through these events, praise God. Let me just say this, there's none of this taken Him by surprise. He knew all this was going to happen. He prophesied beforehand. He said, there's one of you that's going to betray me. Amen? He knew it beforehand. Can you imagine? Just think about this with Judas. Jesus Christ, he was with Jesus. He walked with Jesus. He was instructed by the Lord. And the whole time the Lord knew that Jesus was going to betray him. Do you think that made him love Judas anymore? Did he withhold anything from Judas? He made him the keeper of the bag. I mean, he knew that he was a thief, and he made him the keeper of the money. Amen. In other words, Judas was a caretaker of the mission fund. Hello? Amen. Because God loved him. I mean, just because we're all sinners. Hello? Now I know people say, well, preacher, we just don't appreciate you calling us sinners. Hey, Bible says we've all sinned, come short of glory of God. Say, well, preacher, I'm saved now. Yeah, we're just sinners saved by grace. Amen. Praise God. But by the grace of God, we'd be hellions out here doing the same thing that the world's doing. But we don't do that because the Lord said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. So with the help of the Lord, praise God, we begin to do a little bit better and be a little bit different. Amen? We ought to be a little bit different. Talking to a lady the other day down at the bank, and we was talking about that separation. She said, being separate and being different. She said, yeah, but there's some in this world that's different, all right. Amen? Said they're different. Said they got piercings all over them. Look like they fell in a tackle box. Hello, amen. So they got tattoos all over them. Look like some of the artwork down in Asheville. Amen. Praise God. He said, but hey, listen. He said, come out from among and be separate, saith the Lord. Said we're supposed to separate ourselves from the things of the world. We're supposed to be a little bit different. I mean, now I know we all do things, we all make mistakes. We're crazy. When God begins to speak to our heart, in order to be directing, focusing us in another way, or to be taking us in a different direction, amen, on a path that leads unto righteousness. After all, the Lord said, hey, let's seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything that you need will be added to you. All these things shall be added to you. He said, that's a benefit of serving the Lord. That's a benefit of going with God. Amen. I think a lot of times we're lacking in our homes and stuff because we're not seeking Him first. We're not making Him our priority. You're going to get tired of me saying this between now and time Jesus comes. And you're going to have to listen to me when Jesus comes. Because the great prophet has already prophesied I'm going to be here till Jesus come. Amen. You remember the great prophet that used to come here, Earl Rogers? Charles's son-in-law, he said he was making up a list of all the preachers that used to be here, Brother Robert, and my name was at the end. He said, Pastor Jeff, he said, you know, from 2006 till the Lord comes. Amen? So it's already been prophesied to the great prophet Earl. And I'm just kidding about that, but he did say that. So I said, well, you know, if he's right, I hope he is. Man, we come worship together till the Lord comes. Amen. Till He takes us out of here, we be with Him. Amen. So praise God, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for just staying faithful to the Lord, going in the direction He'd have us go until He comes. Amen. There's no reason to doubt what the Lord is able to do. He's speaking to our heart. He's guiding us in the way of the path of righteousness. He said, we just have to learn to walk therein. Amen. So we see this, and Jesus is beginning to expound upon him, and he rises up from the supper, lays aside his garments, and he girds himself with a towel. Can you see this picture? Now, I just want to kind of paint you a picture like Brother R.A. said, told me to do when he was my mentor before he went out of here to be with the Lord. He said, just paint a picture, put it on the bottom shelf where the little children can get it. He said, then you're preaching. I just want to paint you a picture this morning of what we know. What we know because what God of heaven, what God of glory, amen, brought down to us through Jesus Christ our Lord and what Jesus knew. Amen? So Jesus girds himself, he said, rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. Can you see this picture this morning? The mighty Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, rose up from the supper, laid aside his garment, girded himself with a towel, and began to wash the disciples' feet. One at a time. Amen. You say, what's the significance of that, Pastor Jeff? Amen. That's the way we get in. One at a time. One soul at a time. That's how we get in. Amen. Sometimes it'll be, a mass salvation where hundreds or even thousands maybe get the Holy Spirit of God and they'll come at once. But that's still one individual that's making a decision for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, that's the most important decision that you ever make is to choose the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because He first chose you. It was because of you, praise God, He died on the cross of Calvary. It was because you, praise God, that He rose up victorious over death and the grave, praise God, because God said so. Amen? And it's because of that we have victory today in Christ. So Jesus knew this. He knew what was going to take place. He knew what we would need. And He come individually and began to wash the feet of His disciples. Amen? He began to wash His feet because of what Jesus knew. But what did He know? Because Jesus knew, pray God, because of what He knew, He did what He did. Because He wasn't. You say, well, what did He do? He washed the disciples' feet because of what He knew. Because of what He knew, He did what He did. He washed their feet. Amen? Why did He do that? Because Jesus knew, He knew where He come from. And He knew where He was going. Amen. When we realize intellectually where we come from, anybody remember where you used to be? Josh, you remember where you used to be? Remember how you used to act? Remember how you used to behave? Amen. But then something called the Holy Spirit of God come down to you and it began to deal with your head. And He began to massage that you got your head down into your soul and your spirit. Amen? And that soul and spirit began to be grieved because of who you are and what you were doing. Have you ever thought about what you were capable of doing? Hello? Help me, Jesus. Amen? What I was capable of, what we're capable of doing in this human flesh. Hey, listen, you better not get heady and high-minded and think you're above all that. Because the devil, praise God, and we pack it off on the devil. This old flesh is a deceiver. This old flesh will take you to ways that you don't want to go. Jesus knew that. Amen? He knew that. He knew what was needed. He knew where He's at. He knew who He was, and He knew where He was going. Amen? Praise God. He knew He would be with the Father again someday. He knew that the Father had given Him what He needed to overcome the obstacles He faced this world. If we're going to overcome the obstacles that we face in the world, we're going to have help from the Lord. Every day we're going to have to ask the Lord to help us. Every day we're going to have to count on Him to give us that strength. We're weak in the flesh. I mean, you may be a great old big brawling fella or a real strong lady, but praise God, in our flesh we're weak. Amen. We are all weak in the flesh, and Jesus knew that. So He comes and He knew who He was. He knew what He needed to do, praise God. So He begins to minister to hearts. And verse number 3, he says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands. So what Jesus knew, He knew that all things had been put in His hands. If we were ever going to be justified in the eyes of a holy God, it was in the hands of Jesus to do it. Come on. Amen. The only way that you and I can be justified, just as if we had never sinned, praise God, is we come and just put our life in the hands of a holy God. Just say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm an old sinner, I'm sorry, no count, I need help. Amen. And trust Him to move into your heart, take up His abode. Amen. That's what He does. That's what the Spirit of God does. Jesus said, I've got to go away. He said, but if I, somebody help me. He said, if I go away, He said, I'll send another. He said, I'll send you a comforter. I'll send you a consoler. I need somebody to help me in the house of God. I need somebody to help me down at my house. I need somebody to encourage my heart and draw me, praise God, away from the obstacles and the things of this world. Amen. And that one He sent, praise God, was the Lord Jesus Christ. Said He had all things in His hands. Praise God. Galatians said that through Him all things consist. I love that verse of Scripture. That means it's held together. Amen. By the Lord Jesus Christ. If you ever feel like you're falling apart, now I'm going 10 different directions while I was thinking about this morning, but that's all right. I'm trying to just mind the Lord. If you ever feel like you're falling apart, you know what you do? Miss Gia's told me, Miss Jardine's told me, ever since we've been here, she kept saying, he said, whenever things is falling, he said, just shut your eyes and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Amen. There is no better, there's no better advice in this world. When difficulties come, praise God, just shut your eye and say, Jesus, because he said everything had been given under his hands. Everything's in the hand of Jesus. You might, our lives are being who we are, what we do, praise God, is in his hands. It wouldn't it be a whole lot better to be in the potter's hands who knows what we need? Amen. Just stay on the potter's wheel and let him work all those things out of you that need to be gone, and put the things into you that make you to that vessel unto God. Praise the Lord. Boy, what a blessing. But he said that he said all things was in his hands. Now if all things, praise God, are in your hands, like it were Jesus, then he'd have no problem picking up that towel. Amen. If all things, if we knew, praise God, what we know about him, then we'd have no problem picking up that towel. Because we know, praise God, the same one, now listen to me, the same one that helped us, Brother Robert, same one that helped you, is the same one that will help those others around us. Give us an encouragement. Amen. Expanding himself to us, showing us how great and mighty he is, showing us how much he loves us and how much he cares for us. Said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus, praise God. He sent a loving Father sent his only begotten Son to this world. Now whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I don't know about you, I want a life. I want life and life and everlasting. Not life that's fleeting, not life that's momentary, but life, praise God, that'll last. So Jesus knew where he was. Amen. And what he was teaching them, he was teaching them a lesson on fellowship. Amen. It's not so much about washing your feet. He said, preacher, you think we ought to do foot washing? We ought to do foot washing. Jesus said to. Amen. Praise God. But he was talking about that daily cleaning that we need. He said, you're all ever went clean. Said, you've been to the bathhouse. Amen. You said, you've done made a profession. You've done put it under the blood. You've been trusting Jesus. But say, he said, from the bathhouse to your house, you get your feet dirty. Amen. That daily walk in this world, praise God, you get contaminated. And he said, we ought to be there, and we ought to be strong Christians, and we ought to be encouraging each other. We ought to be saying, hey, listen, you know what? I know you're struggling, but I want to help you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. Amen. See somebody going the wrong direction, praise God. Go put your arm around them and tell them that you love them. And they'll say, thank you, I appreciate that. And say, but I just want to tell you what the direction you're going, it's wrong. It's going to hurt you. It's going to break your heart. It's going to break God's heart. And it's going to make him sad. Amen. That's what we tell the little children. I mean, you do things that will break God's heart and make him sad. You don't want to do that. We want to be found pleasing unto God. Why? Because that's what Jesus is. Amen. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. When I get the glory, I want him to say, hey, praise God, come on in. I'm well pleased with you. Amen. And he said, we can come alongside each other and help them in humility. Jesus said, we ought to be willing, praise God, to pick up a towel. Ought to be willing to wash their feet. Amen. To help us keep ourselves clean. Over in 1 John. 1 John chapter number 1. Verse number 5. Bible says this. This then is the message which we have heard of him, Jesus, and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Amen. It seems like sometimes there's dark spots in your life. I guarantee you, if there's dark spots in your life, it's probably because the light of Jesus ain't shining in those areas. Hello? Come on. I know I'm preaching to the church this morning. But if there's dark spots, it's because that's where you're not letting the light of Christ in. Yes. We need to let the light of Christ shine in every aspect of our body. Every aspect of our life, every aspect of our journey. Amen. So there's no dark. He said, no darkness at all. Now, us old country people would say, at all. Amen. Ain't no darkness at all. You may not get at all, but you'll get at all, right? Amen. That means there ain't none. He said, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. He said, in other words, our fellowship isn't really with Christ if we're running contrary to Christ. Amen? Verse number 7 said, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, Christ, He said, we have fellowship, watch this, one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now notice in this verse here, there's a continuous. He says, cleanses us from all sin. That's a continuous. It means God, the Lord is doing a continual cleaning on us. Amen. See, ain't it good that the Lord doesn't just clean you up and leave you alone? Hello? We was talking in Sunday school. There was a fella got mad at me one time. He quit coming to church. He got mad and quit. Well, he quit coming to church. And I went to talk to him. I said, brother, what's going on? He said, you've been out several weeks. We miss you. Are you okay? And he just looked between me and Bill. He said, yes. The preacher said, I got mad at you. I said, you got mad at me? I said, what did I do? He said, you was preaching about me. I said, he said, yeah, somebody told you something I did and said you was preaching on that. And you hurt my feelings, you hurt me. And he said, I'm mad at you. I said, brother, to begin with, I haven't talked to nobody but the Lord. Amen. And I didn't preach at you. I preached to a congregation for the glory of God. And if God spoke to your heart, then it's between you and Him. Amen. I said, but I love you and I'd never, ever do anything to hurt you. Not intentionally. Now, I know I mess up in this old flesh. I'm dumb as a rock. I know that. But praise God, I love each and every person. Praise God, I never do anything intentionally to hurt them. Amen? And I said, I love you, and I don't want you to stay out. I want you to get back in. But he is down determined that somebody had told me about him and that I was preaching right to him. You see, I knew the same experience. In March 1976, when Jesus saved me, praise God, that little preacher up there in Oakland, Maryland was preaching to my heart. And I remember thinking them old boys I went to school with that invited me to that revival. I said, that Gomer, my buddy, I said, he done went and told that preacher everything about me. What about that sorry rascal? He told him everything about me, everything I do at school, everything that I talk about, everything I say, he's told that preacher. And that preacher is preaching right at me. I thought, yeah, he's told him, just sure as the world. Amen. Went back the next night, praise God, and he sat in on me again. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. He said, I love you. And that little preacher said, I love you. So I just want to see you saved. Jesus loved you. He died for you. I want to see you saved. Praise God. You know what I did? I got saved. I realized that preacher wasn't preaching, praise God. He wasn't preaching from information he got from them. He was preaching from information he got from glory. And he began to preach to my heart and tell me how I was a sinner and needed to be saved. I knew that. I knew I was a sinner. Amen. Praise God. I just didn't realize that God loved me enough to save me. Little old tow-headed boy, 14 years old, praise God, I thought I was the meanest thing in the world. God wouldn't want me. And then that preacher got up and said, hey, you're the one He's died for. That's glory, hallelujah, yeah, is a chance. Praise God. Come out of there, got saved, praise God. Ain't been the same since. Ain't been perfect, but praise God, I'm serving one that is. Amen. He said, if we say, verse number 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Amen. He said, if we try to convince ourselves that we're not sinners, He said, you're deceiving yourself. Because Jesus, He done told us we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. He also said the wages of sin is death. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. He said, he said, you can determine yourself what kind of payday you want to end. Amen. He said, you can count on your insurance policy. So that your people, praise God, have a little financial stability when you're gone. Or so you can count on that assurance policy, praise God, that, praise God, you don't have to worry about it when you're gone because you're going to be out of here and you're going to be in the presence of the mighty King of glory. The King of kings and the Lord, the one that has it all because it's in His hands. Amen. I don't know about you, I love my Lord. Amen. Praise God, He's got it all. Praise God. He said, save yourself. And he said, verse number 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Did you notice that's plural? You know, God knew how we would be. Even after salvation, Brother Matt, He knew that we would mess up. That we would come short of the glory of God. So he made a way that through Jesus Christ and the blood of Christ that we could be saved and we could be forgiven. See, we're living in a time of sanctification now. We were justified through the blood of Jesus, just as if we had never sinned. Of course, we knew we were sinners. Amen. Because of His blood, we were justified. He took our sin upon Himself. He that knew no sin, okay, He became sin for us. He took our sin on Calvary 2,000 years before we were ever born. Remember when he went through the valley and he prayed that high priest of prayer in John 17? He prayed for himself. He said, Lord, just give me the strength to finish this task. He prayed for his disciples, those that was following him. He said, give them the strength, praise God, that when I'm gone, that they'll continue to march on. But then, he loved us enough that he prayed for you and me. He said, those that'll be witness to, that'll come along way after. He said, I want you to bless them and help them and draw them, praise God, unto myself. Because he said, because where I am, I want them to be there with me. Amen. That's His desire today. That's what He wants for us. He said, if we confess our sins, and there are so many of them. But now if we're sinners, should we continue in sin? Paul said, God forbid. We're supposed to, praise God, we're not to continue in sin. He said, when we come in repentance, that's when we forsake the sin, things that God's brought to our attention that's wrong, that we shouldn't do. He said, we confess it and we forsake it. That's what repentance is. In other words, we're going in this direction, we realize it's not right, and we stop, we repent of it, and we turn our back on it, and we go another way. Amen. Hey, it's called the Jesus way. Amen. Now, the devil won't like it, and the flesh won't like it. But see, the devil ain't omnipresent, so we can't pack everything out on him. The flesh won't like it, but guess who will like it? Jesus will like it. God the Father will like it. He'll be well pleased with it. Amen. Praise God. I'm not even going to get done this morning. Lord God, I'm liking this. I enjoy preaching. Amen. You like preaching? Amen. I love the singing, boy. I like preaching. Even when it's not mine. Praise the Lord. He said, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and He's just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Can you get that? Anything that's not right in the eyes of God. Jesus said, hey, listen, you just confess it to me and leave it. He said, I'll take care of it. Yeah. Amen. There's so many people in the world today that say, well, preacher, you know, life is just so hard, and it's just so hard to do right. It's hard to live a righteous life. God said, hey, be ye holy. Amen. Be ye holy, for I am holy. You know, a preacher, see, that's just it. Hey, ain't no way in this flesh we can be holy. That's a lie of the devil. Amen? Because God Almighty tells us to be holy. And if He tells us to be holy, He will help us to be holy. Amen? That is to be seeking a walk of holiness, to living a life that's pleasing to God. We may not do it perfect, praise God, but we can do it. Don't you let this devil in the flesh tell you you can't, praise God. Just rebuke him in the name of Jesus, glory to God. We're no match for him, and press on for God's glory. Ask God to touch in our hearts, to touch us in our lives. He says in verse number 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. Amen. Not only are we liars, we make him a liar. And his word, now watch this, is scary. And his word is not in us. How do you make changes in your life? Through knowledge. Amen. We know things, so through knowledge, praise God, we say, you know what? Well, I know this is wrong and this is right, so I'm just going to do what's right. Because it's never right to do wrong. As Brother Bill, you say, it's time to do right now. Can't put right off till tomorrow. See, that's a lie of the devil. He said, well, why don't you just wait? People put off salvation. And they say, well, you know what? If the Lord deals with me and I feel the Spirit next week, praise God, He said, I'll get right then. What if next week don't ever come? I had a fellow tell me, he said for years and years the Holy Spirit dealt with him, and the Holy Spirit quit dealing with him. God help that. I've been praying, Lord, please deal with his heart one more time. He made me a promise. He said, preacher, I said, if the Holy Spirit will deal with you one more time, would you get right with God? I said, promise me that you will. And he hauled around and he said, okay, preacher. He said, if the Holy Spirit deals with me, I'll get right with God. Pray that God will touch his heart, that the Holy Spirit will deal with him, and he'll do what he said he'd do. He'll get right with God. Wouldn't it be terrible to die and go to hell knowing that God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, dealt with your heart, wanted to save you from that, and you just shunned him away, pushed him away, amen, called him a liar to his face. God help, hung out in unbelief. Listen to what he says in John chapter 2, verse number 1. He said, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. Amen. In other words, he said, I write to you that you don't continually sin. When God brings it to your attention, then we get rid of it. We confess it and we turn our back and we repent of it and we go a different direction. Amen. And not, hey, look at me just a minute. And it doesn't depend on what it is. See, sometimes we want to hang on to our little pet sins, right? Can I get a witness? Amen. Come on now. Little things, you know, that we know really not right, but we do it anyway. Hello? That one little pet sin may be what's holding you down and it's holding you back. We need to just confess it, get rid of it, put it behind the prayer, and go on for the glory of God. Some little children, these things are right, and do that you sin not. He said, and if any man sin, he said, we have an advocate that go between with the Father. Who is that? Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen? So we have Jesus Christ, the righteous, or the righteous one, praise God, who's making intercession for us with the heaven, with our Heavenly Father. So see, the devil in the flesh will say, well, you're too weak to do right. You can't overcome that. But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ says, through the power of the Father, power of the Son, and power of the Holy Spirit, praise God, that's four against one, Lord God. You can overcome the obstacles that we face in this world. We can overcome them with the help of the Lord. Praise God. When we trust Him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. So Jesus said, He said, you can pick up a towel. He said, we can have that fellowship. He said, I can keep you clean. Amen. That daily cleansing that we need, praise God. That daily cleansing that we have when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ for that cleansing. Amen. Yeah, let me ask you a question. I'm not going to get done with this. I've just got this touch of it. Sorry, I want to preach. I'll close up. I'll come back and finish this tonight. Okay? But I want to ask you a question. Do you have trouble keeping clean in the world? Just be honest. Don't raise your hand. Just be honest with yourself. There's so many things. And we got this thing that we carry around in the palm of our hand. And they're saying now that people are getting the crook neck. Now, it's a thing. We're getting swayed back because we're going around like this all the time. I wonder, boy, if we, Brother Josh, if we spent that much time in the Word of God, if we spent that much time looking up and praying up, my goodness, hey, we'd become self. We wouldn't need a chiropractor. Amen. Our backs and our spines would be straight. Amen. Our neck wouldn't be crooked. But we got so caught up in this world. And so caught up in everything that's in it. I tell you this all the time. And humanity, we're problem solvers. And if you go on there and you see all these people's problems, and we automatically lay awake at night trying to fix them, worrying about them. Somebody we don't even know. But we're saying, boy, if I was them, you know what I'd do? If I was them, what? But we can't do nothing about it. But if we could, but if we trust the Lord Jesus Christ and we see something like that, if we're going to look at it, say, Lord, please help this person. Pray your Spirit to move upon them. But you'd give them the wisdom. But you'd give them godly counsel. Help these people out here that's giving all this advice. Keep it to themselves unless it's from Jesus. Amen. The only advice that we can get that'll help us, that'll encourage, to help us to help others, is Jesus. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. What He knows. Amen. What Jesus knows. Praise God. He's the one that makes a difference. You say, how do you know? Because we have the facts. We have the experience. Amen. Jesus makes the difference. He knew what to do. He knew how to help these folks. But did they know how to help themselves? They would learn. But we'll look at that tonight. Amen.